Russia.
Yeah.
And there's a paintball tournament in, what's it called? In France. France.
Wow.
So we tried going there. The Russia one was, we didn't even go in it. Like, we didn't, like, enter it.
Yeah.
We went there to watch.
Okay.
Right? Because we wanted to see how they play. Because it's different.
Yeah.
The Western side of the world acts different than the Eastern side of the world. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Everyone's different. Like Americans act different than Canadians. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know?
So for sure.
They play different. Everything is different. You know?
Yeah.
So, like, from there, we understood that their game is totally different than the American game, you know? Because
mm-hmm.
Canada, we played the American side, you know? But in the European side,
yeah.
it's totally different. It's totally different. So we got to play that. We played in the France one.
So
the
France interview with Dwayne Somerville.
We had fun. We didn't win because, like I told you, it's a different type of a game. And the American side,
yeah,
called PSP and MPPL.
Mm-hmm.
MPPL, we came seventh, and PSP, we came third and second.
Huh.
Pretty dope.
Wicked, wicked. So you traveled the world, man. You did.
Yeah, I can actually say I traveled through paintball and just meeting people.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So then my next question is, how did he get into the photography and videography?
Alright, so photography. Photography was like my dad got me into it for like, my dad was the type of person who would say, oh, a man should not keep himself down with only one thing.
True.
You have to expand.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You have to expand. Like, if you're stuck on one thing, you're going to be useless in the future.
Yeah, true.
And it's truth, right?
Yeah.
Because if you see it right now,
yeah.
people who are laborers or
yeah.
like doing the labor job,
yeah.
right? They're telling you to stay home now. What
yeah.
are you going to do?
Exactly. Laid off.
Exactly. So you have to find something else. So if you could find what you're good at, your mm-hmm. hobbies usually become your career. That's what somebody told me when I was young.
Yeah.
Your hobbies could become your career, but my hobbies became my lifestyle.
Yeah.
But when I was playing paintball, I used to take pictures, and there was other people telling me how to take pictures, what angles are good, what lenses are good.
Yeah.
Right? And they all said, yo, it's never about the camera body. It's all about the lens and your eye. Photography,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Playing paintball, you get the eye because you have to like you have to maneuver yourself and like be the smallest visible thing to shoot at, right? So
yeah.
you have that little window to understand. Okay, if I put the camera here now,
mm-hmm.
right? You have this certain look.
Okay.
Right, you have this certain angle. What looks good?
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to They all, it's like an analogy, basically, you know?
Wicked.
Right? It intertwines together. So if you play paintball, you're usually good at photography.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it.
With the aiming and all this stuff. Like, it all...
Exactly.
Yeah. That's dope.
Exactly. You get a steady hand. Because, like, if you've seen, like, professional cameras and stuff...
Yeah.
They're not really light.
Yeah, no, they're heavy. Like, the Nikon,
yeah,
I remember holding them.
Yeah, they're beasts.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, so they intertwine. So the people I met in paintball also taught me how to... There was this guy named Sheldon Carlos, I believe his name is.
Yeah.
He was he's actually a known photographer for paintball.
Yeah.
Right? He did all the events, like, in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of the events in Canada.
Yeah.
And then he also went to the States and did some events there. So he's a known photographer. He showed me a little 1-2 thing with the camera.
Yeah.
Right? And then for videography, my cousin does videography, right?
Yeah.
Damien Singh. So
okay.
You might see him with, what's his name? Jaheim Rich. He did a couple videos for him. He also mm-hmm. does photography as well. So he knows the ins and outs of the music side of things. So
yeah.
he's trying to get me into that to expand my horizons with that, you know, so I
mm-hmm.
get to meet more people, take photography,
yeah.
I mean, take pictures rather, and then grow myself from there.
Okay. No, that's dope. That's dope. So,
yeah.
what's it called? I'd say right now, how would you say the coronavirus pandemic stuff is affecting your stuff right now, if it is?
It's not affecting me still.
Okay, then like, that's
right,
blessed.
If you really think about it, right?
Yeah.
You just have to put your mind to it. Because, like, mm-hmm. all right, majority, if you're taking portraits, okay?
Yeah.
Portraits, you have to go outside.
Yeah.
Okay, that part hurts.
Yeah.
Okay? But with photography, you could do so much things in photography. You could do product photography.
Mm-hmm.
You could do food photography.
Yeah.
Right? People are ordering food, so you make up your little set.
Yeah.
Right? And take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Put it on like stock files or stock photos and stuff like that. People buy it. You know, you're still making bank. You know? The only thing is, like I said, with portraits, that's hurting, right? Weddings as well. Wedding photography, that's hurting, right? Because, like, everything lock off, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But other than that, like, I have to do a product photography for a German company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for bath bombs. Right? So I need a girl to take a picture. So like certain things you have to work out, because like how am I going to get a girl to feature into this picture and get this bath bomb when the world is locked off? I can't go where I need to go, or she can't come because, you know, we're scared of coronavirus. You know?
So there's
some problems with it, but like you gotta work through it.
You know? Yeah, you don't let it hold you down straight.
Yeah. Straight. So we have to figure it out. That's all. Just like everyone else right now.
Yeah. So, with the photography, do you plan on traveling with it too, just like how you did with paintball?
Oh, I'm trying to, man. Yeah. I'm really trying to. But it's a different field, because like these guys have years on me. Like, if you want to be like a travel photographer or like an event photographer, and you're getting sent around the world, you have to become one of the best.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm trying to do right now. Become one of the best. I grew fast. Still.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie about that. I grew fast, and maybe that's because of like of the people I know.
Yeah.
Been helping me.
Yeah.
But I grew fast, so like I'm not gonna lie, it's a blessing. Blessing. So you have to understand the people you know also blesses you.
For sure.
Some may put you down, but there's a lot of love in the world.
Yeah, that'll lift you up. And then I find too that when you hang around people with the same thing, all you do, like with the same vision and all that stuff, then you just observe what they're doing, and they'll help you with what you're doing too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the photography world, there's this one guy I watch on YouTube. He's like, I used to think that making other people help me on my jobs would like take away my jobs, because just in case they're better than me or whatever.
Yeah.
But in reality, you help, one hand washes the other, you know?
Straight.
So he helped you with one, right? Next thing you know, 2 days later, he might say, yo, I need your help with this big photography joint. What I have to do, I need your help. So that's how it works in photography world.
Straight, man. Straight. Yeah. Nah, that's big. That's what's up. So, where could people find you on social media?
Okay, so I have a website.
Yeah.
It's digitalshotphotography.com. My Instagram is digitalshotphotography.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is all the same. Like, I don't have Twitter with it anymore. Yeah. Like, I stopped with Twitter.
Okay.
I don't know. Too much social media. Too much things to keep up with.
Yeah.
But like, right now it's just my website. I'm more focused on my website. And if you wanna like book with me, you can do it through my website, or you can do it through Instagram. Yeah.
Okay. Wicked. So, people, there we are. Dwayne Somerville. He was a killer at paintball, traveled the world, saw a lot of places through his career in paintball, and now he's doing photography, videography, and you know, the best is just yet to come. So stay tuned for what he's doing. Go follow him right now. I've seen a lot of great stuff come from his page. Like, it's crazy. Like, some shots that I thought, like, damn, you know? So, hey, yeah, so.
There's some bangers on the page.
There's some wicked stuff on his page, so go check it out. And the way, thanks for coming on to the show, man, to the podcast.
It's a blessing. Thanks for hosting me, man.
For
enough
sure.
Love.
For sure. Much love. Yeah, man. So, this is what we're going to call it, Nelly James Life Lesson Sessions. Thank you all for tuning in, and stay tuned for many more. And it's not the last time we're going to have Dwayne on here. I'm sure he has a lot more projects coming up and a lot more things that he's doing as well. So, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Wait for the video.
Wait for the video. The video is going to be cold.
Maybe good. I like your song, though. That song is good.
Respect, man. Respect. I just saw on Spotify, it's playing in about 4 different countries already right now. So
That's good. It's growing.
Yeah, it's growing right now.
Growing.
Yeah, man. So yeah, bro. Thanks for coming on, man.
No problem. It's all good.
All right.
Thanks for hosting me again.
Yes, sir. All right, so bless up, yeah?
All right, take care, buddy.
Yep.